will.
And he never will. He never will.
Spend time with God and with his presence. Hallelujah. Good to see you, Scott. Been on my mind. Good to see you. Amen. Thank the Lord. But you know, as we look, following the events of this week, amen, and all the things that we see going on in the world around us, all the upheaval, amen, over the last few years, it's been a roller coaster, hasn't it? Amen. The ups and the downs, the challenges, amen, it's needless to say, amen, we live in a very volatile and uncertain time in our nation and around the world. Hallelujah. You know, we see these things. Amen. You know, I've never seen our country as divided as it is right now. Amen. Even, you know, as I look back through history, amen, through the Civil War and the abolition of slavery, amen, and all the things that took place throughout the Civil Rights Movement, amen, we've never been as divided as we are today. And the thing that makes it different, the major thing, is that the lines have become so blurred. Amen. You don't know where anybody stands on anything. Amen. Before, you know, it used to be, you know, when it was just a racial divide, you could see that. You know where people were. You know what? Right? But then it's more than just that now. Amen. It's, you know, in the midst of all the misinformation and the, you know, all the manipulation of truth, all the stuff on social media, who do you believe? Where do you stand? Amen. What do you represent? Amen. When you look at all these things that's going on, amen, the divide is so deep, amen, that even families are divided. Family members disowning one another. Amen. And it's gotten to that point, amen, lifelong friends cutting each other off, amen, because they're on one side of this or one side of that. Amen. And, you know, it's no longer just the racial thing. Amen. It's not just economic or intellectual. Amen. You know, but it's more, you know, political and ideological. And you never know where anybody is anymore. Amen. You're almost afraid to say anything. You know how they used to say two things you don't talk about? Nowadays, you don't want to talk about much of anything. Right, it's gotten to, you know, the place where it goes even beyond those two things, amen, because, you know, like I said, we have gotten so divided as a people, and that, to me, is just another sign of the coming of the Lord, because there is a spirit of deception, a spirit of error that's across the land and moving around this world, amen. People hate you for your opinion, amen. Just because you believe what you believe, amen, so much so that they're willing to kill you if you don't agree with them. You know, and this has gotten to the point, amen, where, you know, we really need to understand who we are as the people of God. Amen. Because the landscape we look around the world, it's just not here in the U.S., but around the world, amen, we see so many things happening, so many countries, amen, so many conflicts taking place, and it reminds me of Matthew 24 when it talks about when you hear wars and rumors of wars, amen. All these things are coming to pass, amen, and we begin to see, amen, that things are happening in such a way, amen, we need to see change on both sides of the aisle. We need to see change in our legal system. We need to see change, amen, in our law enforcement. We need to see change in our city government. We need to see change in a lot of places, but it's not happening. Amen. Even when people try to do what's right, someone's pushing against them. But all these conflicts, I was looking, amen, and it said, you know, we see the war between Ukraine and Russia. Israel fighting on two fronts, amen, with Hamas and with Iran. Amen. The Sudanese civil war that's going on right now, amen, and in the Democratic Republic of Congo, amen, fighting in conflict with Rwanda. Everybody's up in arms, amen. We see the Myanmar civil war that's taking place, amen, that's going on. In Yemen and the Houthis are at odds with each other. And that's just the beginning. That's just the tip of the iceberg when you begin deeper and deeper. There's trouble all around the world, amen. And I just look at it and say, my goodness, what do we do? What do we do? Amen. And most of the time when you look at the conflicts that's going on, what's it about? Land, power, ego. And the saddest part of it all is hundreds of thousands of souls that are being lost in these wars, being killed because some leader has an ego. Some leader wants to have things his way. So he's sending others to fight to get what he wants. You know, and they're dying without a real purpose or with a real cause. And that's one of the saddest parts of all these conflicts, amen, is the things that's taking place. You know, and it's real easy for you and I as Christians, amen, if we're not careful and prayerful, amen, to be find ourselves getting wrapped up in the day-to-day swings that are taking place from the left to the right, amen, the ups and the downs, amen. But we must remember that we are the ones, amen, that should be looking up. Not on this side or that side, but we should be the ones looking up. We should be the ones pointing other people to Christ. That we should be the ones saying there is an answer in these troubled times. You know, but if we forget to remember who we are, we'll find ourselves caught up in the same old thing, amen. And what happens is we lose our witness. We lose our ability to make a difference. We lose, our light becomes dim. And our salt becomes saltiness, saltless, tasteless, and ineffective in the world, amen, where so many people need to hear the gospel. Don't forget, amen, that we are no more our own.
That's right.
No more about. It's no longer about you.
That's right.
Amen. It's no longer about me. Say that with me. It's no longer about me.
No longer about me.
Some of y'all didn't even say it because it's like, So I ain't saying that. It's always about me. Hello. You said you gave your life to Christ, right? Hopefully not just your Sundays. Sunday morning. All the rest is you. No, we are his ambassadors. We are his representatives. We are those, amen, that are called to do the work that he has for us to do. You know, I'm reminded of an old song we used to sing. Some of y'all probably never heard it. But it would ask the song, whose side you leaning on?
Come on, young man, leaning on the Lord.
See? Yeah. And the response would be, I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Yeah. Amen. And so the question is, whose side are you on?
I'm leaning on the Lord's
side. Amen. See, we need to be leaning on his side. Amen. Otherwise, we're going to fall over.
Amen.
Right? Otherwise, we're going to lose our way. Amen, because there's only one answer that we should have is the saints of God. I'm leaning on God. Whose report you going to believe? CNN? Fox? There you go. I will believe the report of the Lord. Amen, because that's where our hope lies. Amen, that's where we must stand. Amen, and the truth is today, everybody wants to have their own truth. Amen, but there's only one truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, not a way, but the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. In the world, amen, and certainly this nation is being influenced by things that people aren't really aware of in the spiritual realm. See, we get so used to looking at the natural, we forget, amen, that there's a spiritual warfare going on. And there's demonic influences that are operating in our nation, amen. And many of the young people, amen. And in politics, there's a spirit of error, spirits of deception that are taking place. And people think they're doing what they want to do because they don't know they're being manipulated.
Hallelujah.
They're being used. And it's time for us, amen, to know who we are so we can recognize what's really going on around us and not be pulled into it. But if we just look at things in the natural, if we continue to just think in the carnal, then we cannot even approach things from a spiritual standpoint. And again, we become ineffective, and we find ourselves in the conversation about, well, he should do this and she. No, what does Jesus say? What is his direction and instruction to us, his people, amen? Because if we get caught up and we lose our, you know, our peace, then what good are we? What good am I if I'm caught up in all the rhetoric that's going on around the world and in our nation and on your job and in the schools, wherever we might be found, amen. The war certainly needs to hear the good news. Because there's not very much good news coming across the networks. Right? But there's always good news in the Word of God. There's always good news in Jesus' name. Amen. There's always good news. Amen. We don't want to be, I think about how the scripture said in the last days there would be a strong delusion. Amen. That would deceive many. And we see it taking place in our nation. Amen. And around the world. Everybody is speaking, amen. Everybody's talking about this. Everybody wants you to know their place, their position, where they stand, amen. Everyone's coming out, amen, and daring you to challenge it. But when you stand up for the Word of God, they want to challenge you. I tell them, bring it on. Bring it on. You know, I'm not scared. Why? Because greater is he that's what? In you, in me, than he that's in the world. Amen. So we need to ask ourselves, amen, where are we? Am I shaken? Are you worried? Are you confused? Are you caught up? Are you leaning on the wrong thing? Amen. I listen to people talk, amen, and I don't care which side they're on. I hear people parroting what they heard. They ain't verified. They ain't done no research, no study, just parroting what they heard as though it's the gospel. There's only one gospel.
That's right.
That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything else is suspect. Amen. So everybody's talking. But this morning I want to speak to you from the topic, let peace speak. Let peace speak. Everybody's loud. Amen. And we as the people of God, we are called to be peacemakers. Oh, help us, Lord. And see, if there should be peace anywhere, there should sure enough be peace in the house of God.
Yes, sir.
There should sure enough be peace amongst the children of God. Amen. And as we continue to restore that peace and strengthen that peace, we should be able to take that peace out into the world around us. Amen. And engage the world with the peace that passes all understanding. That's what he's looking at. Amen. And we've been seeing, you know, just talking. But we want to do more than talk. We want to demonstrate that peace. Amen?
Amen.
You know, over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about saying yes.
Amen.
Your yes unto the Lord. Your yes, amen, when he's calling you, what he has for you to do. Amen. We talked about it. But it's hard to have a yes if you ain't got no peace. It's hard, amen. If you all messed up on the inside, amen, you can't deliver peace, amen. You can't say yes with a solid stand if you are still shaky.
Right.
Right? If there's no peace, you can't give it to the world what you don't have. Amen. But we got to learn how to let peace speak. And first, it needs to speak in us and to us. Amen. We should be able to stand on it, amen. We should be able to, you know, be able to access the peace of God that should be residing in our bosom. Amen. And notice, I didn't say we don't have it. Sometimes we just don't know how to access it. Or we don't take a moment, amen, to access what we have on board. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because if you got the Holy Spirit on board, he is what? In Isaiah 9 and 6, it talks about some of his attributes. Amen. And one of those, he says, he is what? The Prince of Peace. So if you got the Prince of Peace on board, there's some peace there. You just ain't tapping into it. No, you just ain't using the peace. Amen. I think about a four-wheel drive vehicle gets stuck in the mud and they forget it's a four-wheel drive. And they sit there spinning their wheels, amen, because they haven't shifted from only two to four. And sometimes we spinning our wheels because we haven't shifted from anxiety and worry and fear into peace. Amen. And we need the peace. I don't know about y'all. I like things to be peaceful. Right? You know, I like to be a peacemaker because I don't have time to be worried about stuff. Amen. There's enough going on in life, amen, that I don't need other people's worries.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
Let's be honest. Sometimes we got enough trouble dealing with our own.
That's right.
Right? So when people come to dump more worry on you, what you going to do? Just let them dump it? Or you going to point them to Jesus? You know, you need to take that to the Lord. We need to take a moment in prayer, amen. Let's look at what Jesus said to the 12, amen. And we're going to start in John, the 14th chapter.
Amen.
In the first verse, and he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now, I always must pause and point out that first word in that verse. He said, "Let." Right? Now, that right off the bat let you know that it's up to you.
That's right.
That it is up to you. Amen. Now he gives you the tools, amen, of how to deal with that, but it's still your choice. You can choose to let trouble in.
Right.
You can choose to let worry in. You can choose, amen, you know, to let your heart be all messed up.
Come on.
Or you can choose to say, "Oh, I'm not going there today. We're not doing this today." You know, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me."
Amen.
You know, so that choice, amen, of allowing it to enter your heart. You know, I heard a preacher say years ago, he said, you know, "I had let some things into my head, think about it, but I refuse to let it into my heart."
It makes a difference.
You can deal with it in your head and you can cast that thought down. But if you let it in your heart, that means you've embraced it and made it your own. And you begin to cradle that thing, amen. And it begins to take root and it begins to grow. And before you know it, it's taking control. And I've told y'all so many times before, you know, our thoughts have a direct correlation to our physical health. And people don't really realize that, but it is scientifically proven. Amen. Negative thoughts bring about negative results in your body. That's why you got to capture those thoughts. You got to wrangle them jokers and say, "No, not so."
Yes,
casting this down, I wasn't designed to operate in the negative. I want y'all to think about that. Christ did not design us to operate in the negative. He operated us designed us to operate in peace. In love, amen. And that's why we need to know him, so we need to know how we are really supposed to function.
Right.
To allow these things to come into our hearts and our minds. And, you know, it's up to us in a lot of cases that we can make a difference just by changing our mindset. You know, what the word repent means, to turn around your actions and your thinking. So when we come to him, that's the first thing he tells us to do. We got to repent. Change the way you think. Change the way you act. And it'll change your life if you allow him to have his way. Amen. But that word "let," amen. You know, you just hold on to that "let." Hold on to that thing, because that's something that every day we got to choose what we're going to let in. Every single day, amen. You know, in Jesus' preparation to leave, amen, he was telling in this chapter, amen, he was telling his disciples about the coming of the Holy Spirit, how the Spirit was going, he had to depart, amen, and when the Holy Spirit came back, amen. But he also told them something else on the heels of all that. And we drop down to verse 27 in that 14th chapter. And he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. He said, "My peace." Now, when did you see Jesus all flustered? You know, anywhere in Scripture, when did you see him, you know, worried about what was going to happen, or, you know, even when he was in the garden, when you know, he said, "Let this cup pass from me," that flesh didn't want to go on the cross no more than you and I would, yeah. Amen. Because he was 100% man, yet 100% God, but he still said, "Let." But even in that place of going to the cross, he still said, "Not my will,
hallelujah,
but thy will." But he yielded to the will and the purpose and the plan of the Father. Amen. And because of that, he said the scripture said the angels came to minister to him. So see, even when we yield, God got you. God got you. Amen. Remember that. Amen. But he said, my peace I give to you. And he said, not as the world giveth. You know, people will give you peace and they'll take it away.
Amen.
The same ones that lift you up today will tear you down tonight.
Yes.
They ain't going to wait till tomorrow. Amen. Because if they lift you, they can bring you down.
Amen.
Right? He said, but not as the world giveth I unto you. He said, let, there's that let again. He said, from the first verse, he's not reading the 14th, 27th verse, he said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Thank you, God.
Sometimes we are worried and wonder what's going to happen. He said, don't be afraid. You know, scripture tells us, he said, I have not given you the spirit of what?
Fear.
But of love, power, and a sound mind. Just tell somebody, you got a sound mind. You ain't crazy. You got a sound mind. You got to see, because Christ gave you that as a child. He said, you stand on that. He said, remember, amen, because he wants us to. But this thing that he's saying, let, that puts it on me, or you, over and over and over again. He wants us to understand.
Yeah.
Just remember how he told him in that first verse, let not. And then, you know, we look at John 16:33. Because we got a little ground to cover this morning. Said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Now wait a minute. He said, I'm going to have tribulation, be happy about it? Is that what he said? He said, now in me I got peace, in him now we got peace, but now you say I'm going to have tribulation. But he's letting us know something. Even when trouble comes, it's up to us how we respond to it. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is key because he's letting them know I've overcome the world. And if I'm in you, and I am the Prince of Peace, if I'm in you, and I've overcome the world. Guess what that means?
Right, say that.
Huh? That means you are an overcomer too. Even though these things are coming against you, you're still an overcomer. This isn't the end of the story. Amen. So when you find yourself going through something, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. And don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid of what the outcome's going to be. That's what he's telling you, because I have overcome. And he didn't overcome for himself because he had nothing to overcome. He overcame for you and me. Amen. To let us know that we shall overcome if we just stay in him and wrap our hearts around the peace that he's given us. Lord, give me some more peace. See, someone in here this morning needs some peace. Huh? You know, because, you know, we don't have to crash and burn. We don't have to give up and throw in the towel. Amen. We don't have to just say, woe is me. No, there ain't no woe is me. You are more than a conqueror, the scripture says. Because you are a child of God, and he's already conquered everything you will ever face. All you got to do is face it, and he'll be right there with you. Right there with you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, but you got to remember the peace that he's given you. It's on board. Amen. It's there, but sometimes we forget it's there. Amen. But if you just pick up the scripture, if you just call up on his name, guess what's going to happen? The peace is going to begin to show up. And before you know it, your burden, your problem won't seem so huge, because you're talking to a God that created everything. Amen. That's bigger than all the problems this world could ever throw at you. Amen. So when we see all these things going on around us and all these things happening around the world and in our nation, lift up your eyes unto Jesus. You know, I was listening to a song as we were getting ready this morning. They were singing about, I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And I began to think, do they really understand what that verse is saying? Do they really understand what that verse is saying? See, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. But then there's a pause. It's a pause. He said, from whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. See, he's not saying my help comes from the hills. The hills were filled with pagan gods and statues and all that stuff. Amen. More like in the, where they would do sacrifices to false gods. That's what the hills were. But he says, where come my help? My help comes from the Lord. See, so when you're looking around, amen, you see what's going on, amen, and we look at the hills all around us, your help ain't coming from the president. Your help ain't coming from the government. Your help ain't coming from welfare or Social Security. Your help ain't coming from your job. Your help comes from the Lord. He's the one that will see you through. He's the one that will provide. He's the one that said he will never leave you or forsake you. He's the one that's always there. All you need to do is call up on him. And he's right there. You're never alone. You could be riding from here to the East Coast in the car by yourself, but you're not by yourself. I've been riding down the road, amen, just talking to the Lord, and all of a sudden his spirit shows up. Times I've had to pull over to the side of the road, Malcolm. Because you've been there? Because the spirit gets so heavy, I can't even, I just got to, whoo. You know, other times you just keep on driving, I got you, you know, it's, I mean, one time we was going to the prison ministry. I mean, you know, there was everybody, we had a 15-passenger van. We riding down, going to prison ministry. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord showed up in there. I don't know if anybody else realized it, but he was all over me. And the tears just running down my eyes. Amen. And he just kept on driving. He said, keep on driving. And we had church, me and Jesus, going down the road. He's right there with you. Right there with you. He ain't going to leave you. Amen. He got you covered. Amen. You know, so we're looking at this world. Amen. You know, we this is not our home. We making preparation to what? Get up out of here. Amen. See, because he wants us to know, amen, we've overcome this world, but we have an assignment in this world.
Right.
And that is to reach the lost. That's what it's really all about. You know, if he just wanted to save us, amen, from hell, amen, and get us. He could have done that as soon as you gave your life to Christ. Amen. Lord, I give my life to you. Pew, gone. Next. But then who would he have here to reach the lost? Who would he have here to be the light and the salt? Who would he have here to be his hands and feet? Amen. To be a blessing to those, amen, to show the love of God, to show the peace of God in troubled times. That's our assignment. But if we get caught up in it, we lose our place. Amen. And we don't continue to. Right. So we really need to grasp what the Lord has given us and choose to walk in it daily. In every situation, our lives will change dramatically. Amen. If we just grab hold of what he's given us. Amen. I want to show you. Look at the instruction the Apostle Paul gave the Philippians. Amen. On their conduct and their thinking as the children of God. Philippians 4, starting at verse 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He said, rejoice. He didn't say, rejoice on your good days. He didn't say, rejoice when everything is going good and you got plenty of money in your pocket. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. That's the key. That's right, good, bad, and in the ugly times. Amen. But then he said this, let your moderation be known unto all men. What is he talking about, your moderation? Huh? To all men. He's talking about you should have peace. You should have joy. You should have self-control. Amen. You should have temperance. You should have the demeanor of Christ. Amen. A loving person. A caring and compassionate person. That's what he's talking about. He said, let your moderation be known. Why? Because you got Jesus on board. You should be the least confrontational person on your job. Ooh, I know that hit home. But you should be the least. You should be the one they come to for peace. You should be the one they can come to when they're struggling. You should be the one that they're looking at and say, how in the world can he take all that and still have a smile? Right, Corey? You should be that. That's, he said, let it be known. Not just by your words. Not just what you got on the inside. But by your conduct. Let it be known unto all men. He said, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. You know, sometimes we want, well, I'm going to make sure they know what I need. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind, Aj. But he said, no, let your request be made known unto God. Verse number 7 said, and the peace of God. When you do with that, when you do those first couple of verses, he said, then the peace of God, which passes all understanding. In other words, it just don't make no sense. He said, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Did y'all hear what he's saying? If you just keep that focus, he'll keep your heart from being troubled. That's how you let not, you let him in. Amen. And he said he'll keep your heart and your mind. You won't be troubled in your heart. You won't be troubled in your mind because you'll be operating in the peace of God. I got peace. You know, I've had people come in my office over the years angry about this, that, or the third. Amen. Angry. Ready to fight. Ready to cuss me out. Oh, I've been there. It's happened, even. Sometimes we used to have a larger office, and Pastor Linda would be sitting there sometime, and when they start talking to me crazy, the mama bear starts to rise up.
All right,
now. You're talking to my man. And I just tell them, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Woo. Y'all just don't know. She'll snatch their head off with a smile. You know, but yeah, she'd be ready. And I said, I refuse. See, I'm telling you what I don't know. I refuse to let people steal my peace.
Amen. Amen. Come on,
I refuse to let them steal my peace. Believe you me. They'll try it. They have tried. Amen. But I said, no. I will. I refuse to let you see me sweat. I might be fuming on the inside, but you won't know it. Huh? Because why? To keep this vessel under control, because I refuse to let my heart be troubled. And I say, are you done? And usually when you ask people that, they got something else to say. So, you know. Well, let me add this. Go right ahead. And then when they finish, you know, because sooner or later they're going to come to the end of their soliloquy, you know. They're going to come to the end. I give them all the space they need. And then when they get their second volley out, I say, is there anything else? No. I say, okay, let me tell you how this is going to go.
Amen.
And then we have a calm conversation. Now that you got all that frustration and anger out, now we can talk. Because, see, if I let you come in and take control of my emotions, then you got two people out of control. And ain't no God in either one of it. One of us got to stay in place. I'm talking to y'all. Couples, even the couples, one of y'all got to stay in the peace of God. Amen. So you can reel that thing back in. Amen. Because so, you know, it takes two people to argue. Only one to fuss.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You can only fuss for so long before you run out of gas. Right? And if one of y'all can just keep your peace, I'm telling you how to just keep your peace.
Amen.
You don't got to say what you think you got to say. I just got to tell. No, you don't. Child of God, where's your peace? Let peace speak to your heart right now. Let peace say, be quiet. Let peace say, shut up. Huh? Let peace say, don't do that. Right? See, if we allow God's peace, it will lead and guide us right away. Because why? He's the Prince of Peace, and you got the Holy Spirit on board, amen. So he's trying to guide you, amen, down the peaceful path in the difficult times of life. Amen. And what we have, amen, sometimes we feel like we just got to say, well, no, you don't. See, when you speak like that, you representing you, not Christ. You defending you, and he said he's your vindicator, right? He said he's the one say, I will fight you a battle. But when you jump up and start to fight it for yourself, he's like, okay, go ahead with your bad self. Let's see how that's going to work out for you. But if we just hold our peace, so just hold on to that peace. Say, Lord, I refuse to let them have my emotions, because the moment you do, it's over, right? And then he goes on in the 8th verse and said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, let me help somebody right now. The things you keep thinking on don't make that list. And like I said earlier, those toxic thoughts ain't helping you. Right? See, he knew we was going to need some help in how to think. Amen. So he began to tell, amen, he began to tell the Philippians, this is how you need to use your brain. Because you're using it in the wrong way. You're using it thinking about what so-and-so said or what they did or how they acted or how they treated you. Thinking on the wrong things. It's not lovely, it's not pure, it's not true, it's not of good report. There's no virtue, there's no praise in it. Why are you thinking on it? God got it. All you can do, all I can do is make a mess of it. But if I take my hands off and leave it in his hands, that's why he said, let your prayer and supplication be made known unto God. Lord, I'm going through this. I need your help. I need you to guide me. I need you to keep me. I just need your peace on me, God, so that I don't say something that won't bring you glory. Amen, amen, amen. I won't represent myself instead of representing you, God. So give me the peace that I need, amen, so that I can stand on it, amen. And then Paul told the Philippians, he's saying, those things which you have both learned and received and seen, heard and seen in me, do. And he said, if you do that, what does he say? And the God of peace shall be with you. See, let peace speak to us, amen. And we can navigate the waters through all kinds of circumstances in life and still come out victorious. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand, but just think about how many times you made a shipwreck of it. I know I can think myself things I made a shipwreck of doing it my way. Right. Open my mouth and not asking for the peace from God. Peace. What is that? You know, we look at the word peace. Amen. And it's got so many definitions. It's used in so many ways as a greeting or a salutation. Amen. But the Greek word for peace normally means simply the absence of war or conflict. The absence of war or conflict. In the New Testament, amen, the term, amen, it deals with that, basically that same thing, amen, the absence of strife among individuals or nations. Peace when there's no strife. We're supposed to be peacemakers, but sometimes we're the ones stirring up strife. Amen. Oh, I'll tell it like it is. Mm. It's also used about the order in concord, the operation of working together within Christian congregations. So we got any peace disruptors in the congregation? You know the old saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself? Like I said earlier, this should be, not just this church, but every church should be the most peaceful place. It should be the most peaceful place on the planet. Because it's filled with God's image bearers, amen, who ought to be walking in the peace of God. But when we see strife and contention and all that stuff going on, something's wrong. Something wrong. And it ain't wrong with God. So we got to take a closer look. Right?
Amen.
You know, I got some synonyms for the word peace I want to share with you real quick. Amen. Because sometimes we know, well, how do I operate that peace? What do you mean peace? Amen. But this first one, it says peace. The P is for prayer. The E is for examine. The A is for accept. The C is for commit. And the E, he says, she says, slow down. I'll give it to you again. Man, prayer, examine. I'm going to break it down a little bit more. Accept, commit, and endure. In that process, amen, it's the process of coming into peace, praying, examining your heart, accepting God's will, committing to trust, and enduring through the trial. See? But you got to exercise some of these things. You got to pray. Amen. You got to examine your heart. You got to accept the circumstances going on around you. That don't mean it's right or wrong, but it is what it is. Right? So now I'm going to commit to do it God's way. Amen. And I'm going to endure whatever comes by as I'm doing it God's way. Right?
Amen.
Now the second one, amen, it's kind of like it says, the P is presence. The E is embrace. The A is assurance. The C is what? A lot of times what we need, calm. And the E is everlasting. This one focuses on God's abiding presence. He's always with you. Even when you're going through by the hand of somebody else or by your own doing, he's still there with you. It says embrace his promises. Find calm in that presence and the promises, and understand the eternal reward that comes with the peace of God. See, I can exercise that. Amen. We can work on it. And the last one I want to share with you, amen, is the P is perseverance. Woo. Sometimes you got to hold on through some stuff, right? And the E, empathy. See, and that is a word that should not be lacking amongst the saints of God. Empathy. A is alignment. C is courage. And the E is elevate. And this one is emphasized on persevering through the difficulty, empathizing with those around you, just not yourself, right? Aligning one's life with God's ways, having the courage and understanding peace, amen, to elevate the perspective of others.
That's really good.
See, sometimes we just think about how we see it, but you ever put yourself in their shoes? You ever think about their perspective? That doesn't mean it's right or wrong, but have you thought about it? Right? We just got to constantly check ourselves is what it's really talking about. If you're going to operate in peace, first thing you need to check is you. Right?
Amen.
And we say, yes, Lord, have your way in us, amen. You know, because Paul, amen, he's always talking about instruction. He's always teaching. The word of God is always teaching. I want to share, you know, in Colossians, as we begin to see a thread throughout the New Testament, amen, that talks about the conduct of the saints of God.
Right.
Amen. And in Colossians 3, starting at the 12th verse, there, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. We got any of those in here?
Yes.
Holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Imagine that. Forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so do ye. Now, he's talking about our conduct, right? And you can't do this if you're not operating in the peace of God, right? In the 14th verse, he said, and above all these things, put on charity. What is charity?
Love.
Above all these things, love. Amen. Which is the bond of perfectness. You know, sometimes we look at others because we think we're perfect, but if you ain't loving, you ain't perfect.
Come on, Jesus.
I ain't looking at nobody. Mm-hmm. Amen. And let the peace of God, I love this. I love this part of the scripture. It says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Rule. What's ruling your heart? Huh? Because he's the Prince of Peace. I mean, so the peace of God's there, the Prince is there. So who's ruling? Who's on the throne of your heart? Huh? He said, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called. Wow. You're called to this. Think about that. In one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen. In all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing in with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, in everything you do falls in this category. In word, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So when you letting them have a piece of your mind, are you doing that in Jesus' name? He said, whatever you do in word or in deed, right? Do it all. Amen. This is so clear how he wants us to operate. Amen. Because, again, we can't take peace out there if we ain't got peace in here.
Right?
We can't be the light if we run around in darkness. Amen. That's what it's really all about. Get ourselves together so we can help get others together. So we can be that light, that help, that strength. Amen. We can show them how to endure tribulation. Right?
Right?
The Bible talks about sometimes we got to suffer wrong for what? For righteousness' sake. I ain't going through nothing. No. Christ did. And it was counted to him righteousness. Amen. Abraham did. Huh? Counted to him for righteousness. Amen. If we would just endure, it's clear, amen, when we look at the word. You know, what he says happens when we forget, watch what happens. James 3. I got to give y'all these verses. Okay. James 3:13. He said, who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness and wisdom. See, before wisdom comes meekness. Meekness of wisdom, excuse me. And then I look at this here. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. See, so we got to say strife there. That ain't of God. He says it's devilish. Right? Oh, my goodness. If there's envy, it's devilish. It's not of God. See, when those negative things, it's not of God. Right? He said, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion. And every evil work. I don't want to be no part of that. How about you? But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to entreat. Are you easy to entreat? Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy, saying one thing and doing another. Huh? And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. Oh, my goodness. See, so we can't be righteous and we're not peaceable. Now, I'm just telling you what the word is laying out before you. Now, he said, full of peace of them that make peace. See, so if you want to be righteous, you got to have peace and make peace. Be the peacemaker, not the troublemaker.
Hallelujah.
Not the, I'm going to use a word here, not the stirrer-upper.
Amen, amen.
Right? I just made that one up, okay? That's what she said. That's a word. People be stirring stuff up and just know they're right. No, that's not God. That's you. On your job, you shouldn't be the one stirring stuff up. You should be the one bringing peace into the situation. Be like Sister Deja. Let's pray. Bring them together. Let's pray. Let's pray. We just need to pray. And if they don't want to pray, then you say, that's okay. I'll pray. Right? Because I'm going to introduce the peace of God in the situation. Amen. Because he, not me, he has the final word. He has the final say. Help us, Lord. Romans 8 and 6 says this, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Woo. We can't get away from this peace thing, y'all. Let peace speak to your heart. Yeah. Let peace speak in your life, in your situations and circumstances. Amen. Peace is the key. Amen. Then one of my favorite verses I want to share with y'all, amen. Psalms 119 and 165. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Wow. See, that tells me if I'm grounded in peace, no matter what happens, I'm not going to take offense. He says, nothing shall offend them. In other words, there's no stumbling blocks in their way. You might throw a stumbling block in front of them, and what they're going to do is use it as a stepping stone to go higher. That's where I want to live. How about you? That offenses don't have no place to land in my heart. Offenses don't have no power, amen, in my conversation. Huh. Isaiah says this, amen, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Wow. I'm almost done. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Amen. In Isaiah 32, 17 and 18, it says, the work of righteousness shall be peace. Wow. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And all people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. All my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Wow. That's the children of God. When we're operating like he wants us to operate, when we live and walk in peace, we have the power and are instructed from Christ or by Christ to impart peace. Did y'all know that? He gives us instruction. Amen. Look what it says in Luke 10. Therefore, he said unto them, as he was sending his disciples out, he said, for the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he may send forth laborers into his harvest. That's us. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. In other words, be a lamb. Don't try to be a wolf. Wolves. And then he says, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes. In other words, don't be worried about what you got. I got you. Right? And salute no man by the way. But look what he says in verse number 5. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. How many of us do that? Let me see. Peace, now you know. Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, then it shall return to you again. Wow. Wow. So he's telling us we have the power. If we walk in peace, we have the power to impart peace. Right? We got to let peace speak to our hearts. Let peace speak to our circumstances, amen, and situations. And I'm going to give you two more lets, and then I'm going to leave you alone. Amen, because these are important. You started off with let not your heart be troubled, right? Romans 14 and 16 says this, let not your good be evil spoken of. See, your conduct is going to determine how people talk about you. Not necessarily your words, but your conduct. Amen. Because your words are going to precipitate conduct. Amen. But then we look, he says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And what's he talking about? Natural things. Worried about natural things. Struggling over natural things. He said, that's not what it's all about. He said, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serve Christ is acceptable and approved of men. See, when we're doing it the God's way, he accepts us and we're approved of men, whether they realize it or not. Hello. And then the second let, or the third one actually I want to share with you. He said, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. So what's he telling us? That is our course. That is our direction. That is our goal. Even in this crazy, divided world that we live in, that is our course. That is our assignment. That is our goal, amen, is to follow after things that make for peace. That's when we begin to make a real difference in the world around us. When our heart and our mind is set on being that peacemaker that God wants us to be, when we let us allow peace to speak into the situation, then we operate from a place of peace, amen, not from anger or fear or any of those things, amen. We cast that out already, right? So we want to operate in the peace of God. When everything is chaotic around you, you shouldn't be.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You should be the anchor of peace in that situation. You should be the one, amen, that's calm when all hell is breaking loose.
Yeah.
You should be the one that brings peace,
amen,
into the situation. In your home, in your job, going down the road and someone cuts you off, you're still a peacemaker. So much road rage going on, video after video, you know, road rage. But you should be the one that say, oh, go right ahead. I hope you get to your destination safely. Lord, watch over them. Right?
Thank you, God.
But if we operate in the carnal, if we operate in the natural, that's not going to be our response. Let peace speak to the situation. But first, we got to let peace speak to our hearts. Let's stand. We need the peace of God. And not only that, this world that we live in needs the peace of God.
Yeah.
The only way they're going to get it is if we share it with them through the love of Jesus Christ. If we share the gospel in peace, if we share, amen, how much he's done for us, where he's brought us from, then that peace will be able to flow into somebody else. Freely we've received, freely give. Hallelujah. So I pray right now, Lord, if there's anyone here that is struggling and they need the peace of God to take over, I invite you to come to the altar. I want to pray with you, God. Because we need that peace. We need to know how to embrace it so that it can have its way in us. Amen. Before we try to have our way in other people. The peace of God. The peace of God. Anybody here don't like peace? All right. That means we like it, but we got to make our minds up to embrace it. To grab hold of it. Amen. So if you need more peace, come on up. God sees you. He recognizes. He knows, amen, what's in our hearts. And he wants to be our help and our strength in the times of trouble. Because like we read early on, in this world we will have tribulation. But even in that, we can walk in the peace of God.
Yeah.
His peace is what's going to get us through. Right? So we just want to call upon him right now. You know the area, specific thing that you need. And as I pray, I want you to lift that up before God, that he would meet you right there. And you can choose today to let not your heart be troubled and to let it not be afraid, but to walk in the peace that God has for each and every one of us through his Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, God. And we thank you for your peace. Lord, even as Christ said, peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you, Lord. And we thank you right now for the peace of Christ that if we would allow it, will rule and reign in our hearts, God, by the Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to know how to cast all our thoughts and cares upon you, God. Lord, as we bring every thought under the captivity of Christ, Lord, that we may be able to be those peacemakers that you've called us to be. Now, I lift up my brothers and sisters that came here to the altar, God. You know individually and specifically what their needs are, where their struggle is, God. And I lift them before you right now, Lord, as we lift our hands up unto you, God. I surrender my trouble. I surrender my fears. I surrender my concerns and my woes. I surrender my anger. Lord, all these things, Lord, anything that's not of you, I surrender it to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in return, I receive your peace. I receive your peace in the place, Lord, where those things used to abide and reside in my heart, God. Let your peace fill my heart and my mind. Let your peace guide me and speak to me, Lord, in every situation and circumstance, knowing I don't have to be troubled. I don't have to respond in this flesh. I don't have to respond the way the world expects me to. I want to respond according to your will and your Spirit. Lord, so let your peace guide and direct, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, God, that abides within us, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done right now. Lord, and we thank you in advance, God. I ask you, show yourself, even this week, show yourself, Lord, that I will find myself looking back and say, whoa, that went completely different than what it would normally, because that wasn't normal. This is my new normal, to operate in your peace, God, to be the child of God that you've called me to be, to magnify you and to represent you in every way I possibly can as you lead and guide by your Spirit. And I walk in the peace that passes all understanding. Father, we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, if you haven't given your life to him, I invite you to stand. And to come and say, you know what, I need to commit myself to the Lord. I need to make that commitment today. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're here, you want to make that commitment, just raise your hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.